reach for the sky, boy.
Rolex first.
Woo!
Diamond ring first.
Woo!
Hit dealing.
Woo!
Wheeling dealing.
Woo!
Limousine riding.
Woo!
Jet flying.
Woo!
Stuck in the car.
Woo!
And I'm having a hard time.
Holy Hurricane Pound.
I give you two claps and a red flag.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Doing the Favorite Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Brown. You can follow me on Twitter at EricBrown740. Of course, always follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favorite. With me, as always, he's the sexual intellectual, double H, the Husky heartthrob, leader of the Husky Army, and a man who right now is getting his election night on, my man, Barry Frost. Barry, how you doing, homie?
Out there in these streets, these are podcast pedestrians out there casting votes. That's what we like to see.
I do like to see that. We're not obviously going to be a political podcast. We're not going to talk about it, but it is like the big news as we record right now. Barry, something I saw on the internet, I believe yesterday, Deontay, the homie, at underscore under the knife, wants you to narrate his life.
And I can't be mad at that. I mean, who doesn't want me walking around and, you know, giving my opinions on what's happening to them?
I mean, sounds like a winner to me, I guess. Fuck it. All right, a lot to get to tonight. So we are going to do our usual legwork segment. We're going to talk a little shop AEW, new arrivals, and top sellers, and shop WWE. Everybody's like, how can you know your top sellers for WWE? Well, I don't have a link to it. I don't know. If you guys can provide me that information, give me a link, then I would do one. Absolutely. But there's a couple things on WWE Shop that I definitely want to talk about. I'm excited to talk about. So that's cool. First, Barry, I'm getting this a little bit of news. How's that sound to you?
Sounds good, brother.
Got some new pre-orders up on Ringside Collectibles right now. I'm trying to get all my information set here. First, Elite 83. And that's going to have a, looks like a polka dot Dusty Rhodes, Edge, like a current day Edge, King Corbin, Sasha Banks, and Drew McIntyre. We only have images for King Corbin and Sasha Banks. We think they look fantastic. We've talked about that before. Your thoughts on the set? Only five this time.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what Dusty they put out. If they put the Dusty with the red and black, I think that's going to be very cool. Excited for that figure especially.
Yeah, I think us being old school guys, that's what we're excited about as well. I mean, that's going to go. And also, the name I neglected to mention, I apologize. It's an Elite 83 exclusive, Michael Hayes.
Michael P.S. Hayes is up for, pre-order?
He is up for pre-order. $29.99, Sasha Banks $29.99, King Corbin $28.99, Drew McIntyre $27.99, and Dusty $27.99.
Okay. And the PS Hayes are going to fly. They're going to sell for $75 a piece, I bet.
So those are the ones I'm always worried about as far as like the young generation not getting. Like not. I think just because it's an exclusive, people being hype beasts, they're going to want them. But, I mean, I think about, like, how Don Morocco, or even, like, Weasel Suit Heenan, how that didn't really, like, resonate with this younger generation coming up behind us.
Yeah, that, like I said, I've said several times, that Weasel Suit Heenan, I thought was going to be just fucking a banger. And it is setting. Like, I seen a guy, he was in his Target, and there was six or seven of them on the pegs. Like, crazy.
There's five up at my Target right now. Five Heenans and three Razors from Legend Series 7.
Jesus.
Sitting there right now, which, you know, I'm not surprised about the Heenans. Razor I am a little bit, but I don't know. I'm an older guy, and I think back to, like, the flashbacks and the Legends. Those are, like, you know, the stuff that I grew up on that touches me in the nostalgic feels as far as, like, being a kid wrestling fan back in the late 80s, early 90s for me. Those are ones that like I pre-ordered and got right away and doubled up on and all that jazz. So I guess it's beauty's in the eye of the beholder, I guess, but everybody wanted Hammer because it was hard to get.
Yeah, I just I and I'm excited to see what they do with the Michael Hayes, what he's going to be wearing. Yeah, there. I mean, there's some, there's a lot of things I doubt they put on his figure.
Like what?
But, well, I mean, you know, GBM would buy him. You know, Dukes of Hazzard all the way.
The old Duke boy himself.
Right. Well, you know, I just want to touch on this. I don't know who unearthed the video. Was it you? You know, somebody had a camera, it looked like, but some fucking behemoth dropped the bonsai fucking splash on his face. And you, did you post the video or was that
I
Tara?
Did. I said it was a weekend night at GBM's house.
Oh. I mean, he was out there passing out throat lotion and she just bonsai dropped him. I mean, it was a bogger.
Speaking of, I don't want to get on too much like inside jokes or whatever, but have you seen the rebranding of GBM?
His Twitter is under construction.
It is.
That's what it says. And
he's also got a new handle at FigHunter247, I believe it is.
Live the gimmick, you know, but listen, you are definitely under construction if you got 350, 400 pounds dropping on your chest. Okay.
Anyway, back to the series. I think it's dope. I'm just real curious to see how this Sasha turns out.
Yeah, she catches always a lot of shit.
It looks like she has some kind of something wrong with her. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to be too mean. They don't really capture her face that well. Let's just say that.
Right.
But excited for the Dusty, excited for the PS Hayes. Those are the two must-haves for me. And then, of course, it's just all in how Sasha looks for me, I guess. So I'm not King Corbin. I could be talked into.
Yeah, I thought his figure looked good.
Gotta have the King gimmick all the time, right? Vince. Absolutely. Vince loves him a good King. Also, we have Basic Series 114. We have Kevin Owens. We have Roderick Strong, Sheamus, Dakota Kai, which will be her first time in the line. And Seth Rollins. So I'm not trying to refrain from basics as much as I can. I know a lot of people are suckers for those first time in the line figures. So Dakota Kai is probably a must get for a lot of people, especially NXT fans. But to me, Kevin Owens is getting a lot of basics, by the way. He's, what do you get? One of those, there's one of 111 or 112.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of figures. Him, Drew McIntyre. I mean, these dudes, there's other people in the fucking company. Give them a check. Let them get some gimmick money.
But, yeah, so not bad. Lee 83, I think, is a little bit of a sleeper. But we will see. Also, we have new exclusive lager. We have new Silver Chest Juice and Thunder Lager, ringside exclusive by Storm Collectibles. It's up for pre-order. And also a black and gold lager, ringside exclusive, now up for back order. So that's the back order. The new one is the Silver Chest. Bear, you're a bit of a lager head, so I'm going to go ahead and let you kind of get into it. The importance of the Silver Chest, what that means, why you may or may not be excited for this figure.
You know, I love the figure. The figure looks really good. These other figures that they have put out of him are selling crazy prices. I don't know if you've checked them, but you can't get one for, it's, I'd say under 100 and 120.
Wow.
Yeah, like they're pretty much double. Selling for double what, you know, right now, what are these, $64.99 or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if you want one, and I don't say this often, but you may have to fucking pre-order from ringside and, you know, pray. But, that Silver Chest, like I said, looks really, really good. Definitely a fan of it. I would be tempted to maybe get that one. The black and gold one, you know, it's been out before. Not my thing. I don't like it, but that silver chest is pretty banging to me.
Now, I'm gonna put you on the spot just a little bit here. The significance of the silver chest.
I have no idea for Liger.
Wow. We got him, folks. The encyclopedia stumped. I think that's a first.
Is there a significance?
I have no idea. I don't know if he wore it like in WCW. I don't know. You know what I mean? What that is.
Well, the chest protector, I mean, he's had several. I mean, he's had a ton. I mean, hell, he's had Cheeto print ones and, you know, everything else. But I don't think there's a significance for that.
We will see. Also, AEW Unrivaled Collection Series 3 by Jazzwares. It looks like we have a little bit of a leak of who's going to be in it. We're going to get another Matt and Nick Jackson. Darby Allin. He's going to get a standard and a 1 of 500 rare edition. Orange Cassidy. Rio, who's also going to have a standard and a 1 of 1,000 chase edition. And Pac. First thoughts, Young Bucks again already?
Yeah.
That's a little disappointing for me. I don't know. See, I just feel like I would love the best friends there. You know, I'd have loved, I don't know what the timetable is, but an FTR would have been amazing. Who else? Luchasaurus, Jungle Boy.
An Arn maybe.
Can we start getting some legends? Some, you know what I mean? Some like managers?
Yeah.
Announcers? Maybe Shivani? He has his first ever figure. But that to me is a little disappointing. I don't know like if they saw like how well the first Lion series sold or how well it's been mapped out. I don't know. You know what I mean? But I think that you like to spread that love out just a little bit, but maybe they just think the Young Bucks are just more recognizable and, you know, obviously they're more synonymous with the AEW brand right now, just the way things do. Maybe that's the logic there, but not too overly stoked about that.
Well, I think me and you both talked about like the Darby Allin. I mean, there's a ton they can do with that figure. And I'm excited to see what comes of that. And, you know, of course, we probably won't ever get one because they're, 1 in 500 or something. But I think they'll be pretty damn cool.
Yeah, I think, like, the term so, like, overused a little bit, but toyetic, right?
Yeah, Darby's definitely toyetic.
I was thinking, like, watch him just make him look like one of those little-ass UFC figures they made. I was looking at those the other day and thinking about how funny that would be. Like, all they could just use Max Holloway's body. Right. No big deal.
They, a skateboard. I mean, there's tons they can do with that. I mean, that figure. If they fuck that up, then they need new designers.
Also, Ringside Collectibles is still running their Halloween sale.
Not again.
Just going to go through this a little bit. I know we've touched on it before. I don't know if there's any new additions. I see a 110 Live for $12.99. I see a Viscera. I see a Fiend. I also see a Bray Wyatt Basic, some Ghostbusters for $12.99 each. Man, those things just have no value to them, do they?
Just the Taker.
Wow. That's just me being a Ghostbusters fan. I thought that was a really, really, really cool mashup. Something that, like, I think looks really nice in my display. Just, I love the box. I love everything about it. China and Triple H 2-pack, $44.99. Alicia Fox, Survivor Series, $9.99. This Nia Jax Elite 65 just will not fucking go away.
Well, on this on the second page there, if you notice, they got Otis up for $24.99.
Really? They do. Holy shit.
They got Freddie Blassie for $21.99,
which I'm going to talk about here in a little bit.
They got the Rude variant for $29.99. The regular for $18.99.
Daniel Bryan Elite 79 for $19.99. I saw that on Amazon for $15.99.
The Ric Flair Fanimation jacket for $59.99.
Let me see. They only have adult small.
Do they?
Yeah.
I'll dare them.
So these ones that are clearance, these jackets, they only have like a lot of times they only have like one size. SummerSlam 2017, they have large, extra large, double XL. Mm-hmm. SummerSlam 97, they have adult small. Superstar bars, they have adult small. The Madness one, which is $80, by the way, only an adult small. So, yeah, that's, again, nothing crazy here. Nothing really jumps out at me. A lot of battle packs I'm looking at. Toy belts. About the same price you're going to get them as retail. Maybe a little less, sometimes a little more.
Well, that.
You see, Barry, go ahead.
I was just going to say that and shipping.
Just had to throw that little jab in there, didn't you?
I'm not jabbing. That's facts.
You want to go ahead and read a word from our sponsor?
Absolutely. They're happy to have us, and we're happy to have them. Like I mentioned earlier, you're out at the polls. You're casting your ballot, you know. You see some, you know, fine little thing standing a mile in front of you as you're waiting your turn. You think that that person wants to, you know, look back and see some scraggly, scruffy dirtbag? No. So go to www.manscaped.com, get a lawnmower 3.0, trim yourself up, make yourself look nice and neat, get you some ball deodorant, you know, in case you want a little mouth romance.
Okay.
You know, get some toner, you know, make them nice and firm and tight, and, you know, throw all that in your cart. Use code DTF. And you will receive 20% off your entire order, as well as free shipping, Eric, as well as free shipping.
So that's 20% off your entire order plus free shipping. Barry, you are becoming a wizard at the reeds.
Well, that's what they tell me, you know.
Before we move on to our weekly legwork, we want to touch on a little bit of a sad note. I'm going to let Barry carry the weight on this one. We lost a legend, way too young, 58 years old. We've done this way too many times, and I it sucks. But Tracy Smothers passed away. And Barry, I'm gonna go ahead and let you take the wheel here.
Yeah, Tracy Smothers, the wild-eyed Southern boy, one, and you'll like this. One of his famous lines that he used. He wrestled Macho Man Randy Savage on Memphis TV, and he's like year and a half in the business, and Savage suplexed him on the floor, and he went up to him after the match, and he said, thank you for the great match and all this, and he said Savage told him, never thank someone for suplexing you on a concrete floor. But it was the dude had a tremendous run with Steve Armstrong as the Southern Boys. And then, you know, the Young Pistols when things got a little too political there.
A little bit.
Right. But fantastic tag team matches against the Midnight Express. They won the U.S. tag titles against the Patriots, Firebreaker Chip. And company. Then he had a huge babyface run in Smoky Mountain. Chris Candido. He had feuds with the gangsters there. Had New Jack even, you know, made a post of how great Tracy was. He helped out a ton of people. Went to WWF. was Freddie Joe Floyd. Had a win over Triple H, Ty. You know, so then he went to ECW, was a part of the FBI. I seen Tracy in IWA East Coast there in West Virginia several times. It's fucking great because he's on commentary and there was always one hot chick there. And she worked for the news. She was like the news, something to do with the news. But she loved wrestling. I think her name was Nikki or something like that. But he's on commentary. And this is on the fucking DVD and shit. You can hear it. It's fucking great. But he's supposed to be calling the match. And all he's doing is talking about her and how hot she is. And it's hilarious. But yeah, man, definitely one of a kind. He wrestled, what, Three Bears? They don't do that anymore. the dude did it all, man, and one of the legit nicest people, one of the nicest wrestlers I've ever met. You know, sad to see him go. He was one I actually wanted, I would have loved to have interviewed and got a bunch of stories out of. So rest in peace to Tracy Smothers.
Something I always say about when somebody passes, a key to their character is how the people that worked with and they spent all their time with talked about them. You know what I mean? I don't think I've heard really anyone talk shit on Tracy Smothers. There's a lot of, I mean, it's just praise from people that came before him, after him, wrestled with him in that era. So, I mean, that to me, and yeah, the gimmick is a little questionable. Doesn't age well, certain parts of it from time to time, but for the most part, the man was a good man. And that's, it's just the wrestling world lost a great one. That's sad. So rest in peace, Tracy Smothers. Barry, you ready to do a little legwork? Really tough to transition from that, but I'm going to try.
Absolutely.
So legwork is basically any kind of effort you put in to get a figure, whether it be online, whether it be physically going out and doing it, whatever it is. If you're putting in the mental or physical effort, that's legwork. People getting real like, literal about the hashtag, by the way. We'll go off on a little tangent here. You know, a buddy of mine gifted me a figure. And he just made a post, like, because he makes trades. He has vinyls and things like that. And the person who made the comment, he didn't understand, like, well, he picked up, it was the Kane as Undertaker. I'm sorry, the Undertaker as Kane figure. Yeah. For Ringside Collectibles, the great packaging, all that stuff. Buddy messaged me. He's like, hey, man, I got this for you in a trade. Had to throw it in. Wasn't sure if you had it or not, but I got it for you. I'm like, fucking cool, man. Thank you so much. I did not buy that, but it's something I've kind of been meaning to. I know you can go on Ringside Collectibles and easily get it now, but don't have to because my buddy gifted it for me. It's like an early Christmas present is what he called it. So he kind of made a post with the, and he's not really like in the figure world. You know what I mean? He's a wrestling fan, but definitely like, I show him figures. Oh, they're cool, but he doesn't collect or nothing. Like, doesn't go in toy aisles, right, nothing like that. So he made the post. Hey, I picked this up for the homie, Eric Brown 740, da da da. Somebody commented, why does this constitute as legwork? And I know the guy made the comment. He's not a bad dude. But, like, legwork, like, it's not like... Somebody made a comment today. I said, brick seats down. They said, what kind of legwork is that? Because the brick seek was down, like I don't know what you're saying here. It's just a hashtag, guys. Just chill. Well, try to be nice on the internet, Barry.
Let me help him out. Uh-oh. Because I seen an insurance commercial.
Progressive.
They use legwork, and I was like, oh, okay, you know, cut the check, motherfucker.
Yeah, I gotta get it trademarked. Right. No, but yeah, any kind of effort you put in, whether somebody gets it for whatever it is, that's the legwork, and that's our segment, that's our hashtag, whatever. I'll go ahead and go first, Barry. Remember back in April, I think it was, when I ordered the Freddie Blassie figures.
I do remember.
And then we kind of forgot about them.
Yeah.
Well, they arrived.
Just 2-3 months later.
Well, it's a pandemic. It's whatever. I'm not going to bitch about that. I'm more mad at myself because I didn't go back and cancel them.
Okay.
I just fucking forgot. You know what I mean? I got one for you and one for me.
Yeah.
from Heroes Hideout. You have yours, right?
Yep.
So I'm going to go ahead and say these things arrived in pristine condition. 10 out of 10 packaging. Wow. They used bubble wrap and they used paper. Not like, you know, like confetti, but like, I call it confetti, you know what I mean? Like packing paper. It was like the big brown, like wadded up paper.
Yep.
So those things were not moving. They looked absolutely fantastic. So if you guys are looking for one, cost plus shipping, I mean, I'll do 28-30 shipped, whatever it is. So I got a couple extra Blasties. Anybody's looking for them. So I post them on the website. We will see how that goes. Also, there was some controversy a little bit with the Ultimate Edition Rock. Now, some people were getting Charlotte Flair instead. Now, apparently, you can get her on Amazon. She was supposed to, originally in a Ringside Collectibles exclusive. Rock was the Amazon exclusive. And that's just, I'm not going to dog. Amazon scared the shit out of me. I was like, oh, no, there's no way this thing's arriving in great condition. Well, first, mine went to another house. There's nothing worse than getting that Amazon email. And all your package is on your door. And I'm like, that's not my door. Definitely not my house. So I sent out a kind of a, not a mean tweet, but hey, this didn't arrive. Da, da, da. They said, reach out to our support. I did. And they said, well, maybe it'll come the end of the day tomorrow. No, it says it's delivered. We have the picture. It's not my house. So I wasn't feeling too good about the Amazon help process. I know there's other ways you can go. You can call them. You know, you have my doorstep on file. That's obviously not my doorstep. You know, whatever. It's pretty obvious shit to me. But anyway, I went, kind of took Axel on a walk and kind of tried to keep like the door in mind. I was like, it's kind of, if it's on my street, I can probably see it. And sure enough, it was my next door neighbor's. I don't have their doorstep memorized, but you know, with the pumpkins out for decorations, I was able to kind of like, yep, that's it. Knocked on their door and they had it. Opened it up. Beat to shit. Absolutely beat to shit. The extra heads have fucking paint markings all over them. Not fucking ideal. So I'll be reaching out to them, see if I can roll the dice again, take some kind of exchange. I half-ass just want to send it back. But we'll see. So got those. And also, I know the marketing director doesn't listen, so I'm going to go ahead and say it. Finished off my Legends Series 8 collection.
Yeah.
Got Eddie, got Paul Orndorff. I'm going to go ahead and pass on regular Jake. I got Chase Jake, so I'm good. Also, I obviously got the Warrior. My big miss of the week was I didn't get the display for Cody Baker. So I went in at night and asked him about it. I had to make a late night run to Target. Asked them about it. They said, oh, you have to come back tomorrow morning, talk to a manager. All right, cool. Come back as early as I can the next day because of my schedule. And it was gone. So, Cody, I'm sorry, brother. I feel like I let him down.
It happens.
It does happen. But, again, I'm not disappointed. I thought I was going to be able to get it for him. Especially at my local Target, where they seem there like all the time. So, I have not seen the Undertaker shipper yet, which you've seen those, Barry.
Yep.
They've been all over Twitter, people showing the shipper. It's got the Decade of Domination in them. It's got Survivor Series in them. It's got the exclusive Undertaker in it. And 79. Now, Sammy Evans told me he saw an Undertaker shipper that was full of Elite 77s.
Mm.
Which would be extremely disappointing.
Yeah, I wouldn't be happy about that.
But I think with the 30 years of Undertaker and the shippers going out, I think the Undertaker exclusive, I've had a couple people say, hey, I got it in hand. Want me to do it for you? I'm like, no, I think I'll be able to find it. I'm very confident. I think this is going to be like The Rock all over again. I really do. I hope, anyway. No AEW figures around here at all. That's a tiny bit frustrating. But again, with the pandemic and the way the world is, it's hard to blame anybody right now with just the current state of the world. It is what it is. But some Chase Jerichos have been spotted over on the East Coast. I believe it was North Carolina, South Carolina, and over in the Carolinas. And actually, there was two Chases. Chase Jericho's went to the same store.
Oh.
So that's a bit. I also saw where somebody got to Chase Jericho, and then their picture, the picture that they took of like in the cart in Walmart, showed up on eBay. I think it was listed for like $500 or something like that. And I couldn't tell if somebody was giving him shit about it. They were just asking. But either way, like, I'm not mad at it. If somebody sees that thing and decides they can get $500 out of it, and somebody's going to pay for it, more fucking power to them.
Well, yeah, for hell, for...
That's my unpopular opinion for the evening. I'm sure I'll catch heat, but if you don't like it, beat them to it.
Well, there ain't no heat. Fuck, Cody and Jericho was selling for, what was it, $1,200?
Yeah, it's not like they're scalping, like, grabbing a figure and just, like, grabbing for $20, selling it for $40. It's not, I mean, to me, it's like, that's a $500 is a good amount of money.
Right, that's why I said, look, if I find one, you guys can buy it for the first 500 takes. And if someone's dumb enough to pay more than that, then it'll go to them.
Haven't seen any Cody's, Chase Cody's. Haven't seen any Brandy's actually pop up on the internet either. I saw that the Major Brothers tweet out that their Walmart down in Tampa, I believe, had two cases. No Chases, no Brandy's. So we will see. And I guess the UK is not going to get AEW Unrivaled Series 2.
They were heated.
Heated.
They were not happy.
It is just a rough time in the world right now to start a toy line.
Yeah.
That's... So we will see. I don't have much else for legwork, though. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I got. Oh, remember I told you how my Brainbuster shirt was lost?
Absolutely.
Found it.
Okay.
So I think it was in a pile in the office upstairs, the toy room / marketing director's office.
Oh.
So there's debate in the house right now as to who would have thrown it in the middle of a pile of boxes. I was hard fast in saying that it was not me. I would never do such a thing. That the marketing director likes to wear multiple layers and take a t-shirt off when she has an undershirt on underneath it and just kind of fling shit that's not hers. But, you know, it's neither here nor there. But that's all I got for legwork, Barry. What you got, homie?
Well, you know the homie Sammy Evans.
Yes.
He hits me up.
Beautiful man.
I don't know about that now. He's very attractive, though. I don't know.
Beautiful
soul. I'd let him hug me.
Okay.
But he hits me up. He says, hey, got an EO sitting here. Would you like it? I said, absolutely. That's a beautiful figure. That arrived yesterday, just in time for the show, and I must say it is a phenomenal figure. Very happy to have that in the collection. Again, none of my wall. I went to both my Walmarts today. The one still has 65s, nothing else, but their fucking Brick Seek still says 6+, and my other Walmart has 78s. Just hanging. Other than that, nothing. But I'm hoping to get out to Target this week and check some of these big number pops. They're still the same. No, there's no like change in them, but they're there. There's a 30, a 21, a 16. There's some big numbers, so I'm hoping to catch these legends myself and put that legwork in.
You haven't seen Legends yet?
No. Nope. They're out here. Like I showed you the numbers. Big numbers, but again, there's no change in them. They're still there, so I'm doubting they've been put out yet. But these, you know, like I said, these numbers are, you know, staying the same. They're not changing. They're just, you know, I got to get out there and get these numbers. So we'll see. So that's just how it is, brother. When these stores, you know, like I said, my targets are an hour and a half away, you know, so I have to get out there. I have to get them. And with work, it's hard to, you know, make that hour and a half drive. So yeah, it's difficult. It's hard. Like I said, Sammy's offered me some Warriors. One was beat to shit. I think you offered me one that you had. But we'll, I mean, like I said, if I don't get them, I'm not going to be too pressed, because I know one of you guys will hook me up. Like I said, not a big concern. I know I'll get them eventually. So, you know, that was my legwork, though. Like I said, there's nothing out here yet. But, you know, we were talking about those AEW figures and the distribution. I think the AEW figures are going to, over the course of time, they're going to skyrocket in value. So just because there's, like you said, the pandemic, the shit, it's terrible. Distribution is terrible.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with those, man. It's been a little bit of a disappointing deal that I haven't been able to see them as frequently as I like, but they have flown off the shelves when they have hit. So it's really hard to say. I don't know if we're going to get flooded at some point. I don't know if the value of the chase is going to go down like they kind of did with the classic superstars, but we'll see, man. So it's like you said, it's all up in the air, but hopefully they can get that shit righted, especially out in the UK, man. Let everybody get their figures.
Absolutely.
All right. You ready to go to Shop AEW?
I'm there, brother.
We got some new arrivals there this week, so we'll go ahead and talk about them. First off, we have the AEW Wheels Zip Hoodie. They really love their Zip Hoodies over there, by the way. Another person they love is Abaddon. She has another shirt. It's called the Abaddon Poster. Looks kind of like a movie poster. FTR, Fear of the Revelation, Satin Bomber Jacket.
Oh, my.
Double-sided. Shout out to the Horsemen on that. They wore them to the ring. I think that's a nice old-school touch. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. That's classic Horsemen right there.
And finally, we got some DVDs.
Yes.
So you get Double or Nothing 2020. Revolution. That was from February 2020. Full Gear from 2019. We know we have Full Gear coming up this weekend. All Out from 2019. I was present for that. And Double or Nothing from 2019. So shout out. If you order them on Fight TV, I'm assuming you get to keep them if they're on Bleacher Report too.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Ours are way better than that shit anyway.
People don't know about that, man.
Exactly.
Wink, wink, if you guys can read between the lines. AEW Athletic Hooded, the Vintage Athletic Hooded Sweatshirt. I'm sorry. Basically, it's just black. It's got some stripes on the sleeve. That's what makes it vintage, I guess. AEW Soft Gray Hooded Sweatshirt. Serena Deeb has a new shirt. And these next three are the ones that I kind of want to get into a little bit. Vicky Guerrero, All Business. Tully Blanchard with a horse on it, called the Wrangler, and Arn Anderson's Coach's Corner. It's got a four right in the middle of it. So the best suplex and the best spine buster in the business. To me, and when I first saw it, that Tully Blanchard's a must have.
Yeah, that's a banger. I was looking at him earlier. I love that shirt. And I love Arns too, but Tully's out of those three, Tully's takes it.
That's one of the, again, it's my own fandom, whatever you want to call it. That's one of my favorite shirts I've seen in a long time. Just because of Tully Blanchard, he was out of the business for so long. His feud with Magnum is like one of my favorites ever. Just to go back and watch, I think it holds up so well. Everything that's going on in his life and where he is now, and it's got the horse on it, and it's just, to me, it's just, there's so many layers of cool to that for me. That's amazing. That's a must have. All right, next we're gonna go ahead and do the top sellers of the week. We're gonna do a little bit different, Barry.
Okay.
Just because I'm tired of bouncing around a little bit, we're just gonna do, well, the top five selling things are those DVDs, and then we're just gonna kind of keep it to just straight merch after that. Instead of just doing top 10 t-shirts, let's just do straight merch.
Okay.
So number 10, we have Chris Jericho and MJF, Les Dinner Debonair. Number 9 is the Darby Allin face paint mask. So guys, you know, COVID era, masks are popular. Actually, it comes with two filters. These things have filters for them. Like, that's a filter pocket. Number 8, the Orange Cassidy yearbook photo. Number 7, Hangman Adam Page, Anxious Millennial Cowboy. Number 6, the AEW Vintage Athletic Hooded Sweatshirt. It's getting cold outside. Number 5, Best Friends in Orange Cassidy. Number 4, SCU, This Is the Worst Year I've Ever Lived In. This shirt's been wildly popular this year. I think it's all, every top 10 list but one we've done, it's been in there. Number 3, the AEW logo Premium Varsity Hoodie. Number 2, Fear the Revelation Satin Bomber Jacket. And that's a pre-order. It's going to take 4 to 5 weeks to ship. So, selling well. And the number 1 selling shirt on Pro Wrestling, or I'm sorry, I do that every fucking week, on ShopAEW.com, Best Friends in Orange Cassidy, Bestest Friends. And as usual, the theme this week is 30% is some kind of Best Friends Orange Cassidy related shirt. Falling out a little bit was the Freshly Squeezed shirt, Best Friends Trent's Mom shirt, Join Dark Order dropped a little bit as well, Kenny Omega Bang shirt, that really dropped quickly. So, that's pretty much it for that. Let's go to WWE, let's go to their new arrivals. Lot to talk about here. This Undertaker belt. You can have the Undertaker 30-Year Signature Series Deluxe Limited Edition Championship title. That's going to run you a full $1,000.
A band.
Or the Undertaker 30-Year Signature Series, just the championship title. So not like the casket, nothing like that. Not the limited edition. I don't know what makes it different, but it's $500. And a lot of people said this is one of their favorite belts that they've done, like a signature belt. To me, this does not beat the Macho Man, but it is knocking on the door. This thing is fucking fantastic.
Reading it says that it's a limited edition to 100 titles. Each title is individually numbered from 1 to 100, and the numbers are chosen at random.
So it's just numbered?
The title is numbered, and I'm guessing the case is numbered.
You think that's so worth, like, an extra $500?
Well, there's only 100 of them. But, I mean, if you get the first one.
The case is pretty sweet.
Yeah, I mean, if you get the first one, then, yeah, you could probably get your money back in 5-10 years.
Man, that's sweet. $1,000 is steep, but that is sweet. Looks like a nice Drew Venzel purchase for the mansion. That would look great up at the Venzel estate.
Well, Ty brought that up, and Drew said he would end up divorced if he purchased that.
Congratulations, by the way, on his new wife, new partner in life, Caitlin. So she got a lot to deal with there. Shout out, Drew. Shout out, Caitlin. Proud of you guys, man, the Venzels. Hopefully she learns how to talk to the staff. She's probably going to be a lot nicer to him than Drew is.
Well, from what I hear, he had to fire two people just to move her in.
Oh.
He had to make room.
Did you see after the wedding?
When my man came out as Rick the Model Martel.
Did he stuff a sock?
He claims that's all him.
I thought you got a half a sock drawer down there.
With a bottle of Arrogance as well.
Yeah, he got the hair good. He got the purple trunks, knee pads. It was phenomenal with the Arrogance. That was great.
Let me say his tan. He didn't have the tan of Rick the Model.
He didn't hit the tanning bed. Didn't hit the spray tan. Didn't hit the gimmick.
He fucking skipped leg day. And boots were sucking in on him. I mean, his calf muscles, I don't know. I'd probably get my hand around them. And that's why he, Nick Haddix is the body of that tag team.
Drew's the bulge.
Right.
No, but congratulations to those guys. I couldn't make it up. I sent Drew a text in the morning, though, to talk to him. So I talk to Drew often. That's my guy. So congratulations. Love you guys. Next, we have the not Amazon exclusive anymore, Undertaker glow-in-the-dark pop figure.
Right.
So that is on Shop WWE right now. Then you got the Retribution flag charcoal t-shirt. This looks like something the Undertaker would wear.
It does.
I'm not going to go into it, but it does.
Well, they got hoodies. They got all kinds of shit there.
Yeah, they got hoodies. They got different t-shirts, women's t-shirts.
Sweatpants.
If you're trying to come shake up the company and cause all kinds of problems, why are you selling shirts on their website?
Don't ask those questions. Just enjoy the storyline.
It's like back in the whole like NWO thing when they told Kevin Nash, like, okay, we have these NWO shirts for you. He's like, that's not going to work. I don't work for you guys. He kept having to like explain this to the marketing people over and over and over. And they were going out selling the shirts themselves at live events.
Right.
Which eventually, of course, they did. You have no choice. They were selling so well, you had to go mainstream with it. But I don't know. I don't really need Retribution merch. Maybe someone does. I don't know. Hey. But that was my first thought when I saw that. Bray Wyatt Firefly Funhouse Halloween t-shirt. The Fiend doll t-shirt.
I actually like that.
I like the Fiend doll t-shirt too.
Yeah.
And the Ramblin' Rabbit X-ray t-shirt. Other than the belt, anything jump out at you?
They have a limited time sell. Some of these shirts and stuff are 50% off.
Oh.
Like the Undertaker 30 Years Demon Skull t-shirt. It says $27.99, but if you click on it, put it in your cart, it's $13.99.
Okay.
And there's several other ones down. I did a little Christmas shopping the other day. That's how I know that. Off of WWE.com.
Okay.
The China shirt, the Yokozuna, Undertaker, Razor, all that stuff's 50% off. I even got a Macho Man shirt, Cream of the Crop shirt the other day for $13.99.
Nice.
So don't think we're hating on WWE. We spend money over there.
And also, one last thing to touch on before we get out of here. Vince McMahon's getting a Netflix documentary.
Somebody said like the most expensive Netflix documentary ever or some shit.
Most expensive one they've done. Bill Simmons and somebody else is producing it. This, I'm skeptical at best. Because Vince, obviously, I don't think he would agree to something like this unless he has like a lot of control as to what he wants to unveil. Don't want another Wrestling with Shadows deal.
Right, exactly.
So we'll see how it goes. There's things that I would like for them to get into that I don't think they will. But We'll see. At the very least, it'll be interesting just to get a kind of a peek into his life and what it's like. I guess that's about as hopeful as I can be for it.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, there's going to be shit that he doesn't allow them to touch on. And I mean, but of course, I'm excited to see what it, you know, what comes of it. I think it'll be pretty cool.
All right, Barry, you got anything else this week?
No, man. Just want to, you know, give a shout out to Breaker and Bane for allowing us to join their, you know, wrestling league there. You know, we signed the contracts today. Going to be teaming up with William Venus here down the road.
Excited about that.
Be 6-man tag team champions. If you have
think like a less think like a not racist Freebirds.
Yeah, we're the Von Erich brothers.
Okay, there you go.
But yeah, thank those dudes. If you haven't listened to the Power Hour, listen. Breaker's got Back to the Nintendo. Bane gets the absolute pleasure of being a co-host of, you know, No Holds Barred with Bill Venus. Shout out to Rucker and White Marty. Shout out to GBM if his chest is, you know, inflated back out. Mike the Cleaner out there. Jump on FanDuel one time, homie.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? You talking all this shit about weak scores? I got a referral code. Come on.
You know, but that's, you know, neither here nor there.
He started hitting us with, well, my other account, what they did was they, you know, come on.
You know, my old granny used to say, any excuse will beat none at all. Make another email account, big dog. But no, shout out to Cleaner. I love Cleaner. And just everybody, thank you guys for listening so much. You can follow me on Twitter at BFrost28. Eric, drop the credentials, sir.
And before I do, I want to shout out Jeff and Scott over at Fully Opposable, all the Ohio players, Sammy Evans, Dobro, and the Kings of Drip out there in California. And Dobro should have 85 million followers on Twitter. I don't want to hear anything less. You can follow me on Twitter at EricBrown740, but of course, always follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favor. Yeah, and just get rate us, review us on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast. That really helps us out a lot. We really appreciate it. And thank you guys all so much for the support. Go to doingthefavor.com. I got some items listed over there. There's articles, links to our merch. And one last shout out, Wrestling Toy Tracker. Obviously, if you guys are going to be shopping online on eBay, they are a very valuable tool to have in your toolbox for many lines, including retros, Hasbros, LJNs, Galoobs, Bendems, Defining Moments. They put in a lot of hard work just to make legwork easy for you guys, so be sure to support them.
Absolutely. And like Eric said, hit the website up, www.doingthefavor.com. It's getting chilly. Snatch your hoodies up, get you some hoodies, and look fresh out there in these streets for these women. There with it is. That, good night, and God bless.
Yeah.
Peace.
It goes 1, 2, 3 into the foe. Eric, I bury you up with ETF and that's for sure. If you don't come correct, you get your ass fold. So take a minute and chill until the next episode. Doing the favor, always bringing the heat. That's why Barry got your girl doing legwork in the sheets. My dude Eric holding down for the streets. Them Ohio players got their ears to the beat. Gotta say that we appreciate the time. Whether you're on the job or trying to unwind. Just a few more days until we're back live. Shit, we'll be your lifeline. I know you feel me on the mic with the flavor. Let it marinate in something to savor. We ball so hard, this is a layup. Until the next time, doing the favor. Yeah, doing the favor. Doing the favor. Doing the favor. Until next time, doing the favor.